What's up, Dog Pound? This is Joel Petonio out in Irvine, California. I'm about to embark on a road trip back to Cleveland for off-season workouts. It's going to be a long journey. It's 5 a.m. right now, but I'm rearing and ready to go. Go Dog Pound. Had to stop here in Kingman, Arizona, refuel our bodies and refuel tank. Usually I try and stay away from fast food, but I don't think it's really a road trip without some Mickey D's in your life. Still making our journey on day one of this road trip, and we're leaving Arizona finally, and we're coming into Utah. Right now we're passing through a place called Monument Valley, and there's just kind of a lot of cool little rock formations everywhere. We're out here a little bit outside of Blanding, Utah, one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. It's kind of a hidden gem in the camping world, but I had some family out here, and this is where we're going to make camp for tonight. Just camped a couple days in southern Utah, and now we're entering colorful Colorado, as you can see. So it's going to be a couple days in southern Colorado now, and we're going to enjoy that area. Driving over Wolf Creek Pass right now. We decided to stop at this scenic outlook, and I just think it's pretty amazing. We're going to get up to about 12,000, 13,000 feet pretty soon here. But if you're ever in this area, I think it's a great place to stop. Great photo, Kodak moment. And as you can see, it's pretty quiet out here. Not very many other people. All right, after a few miles on the road, we're headed into Kansas right now. I've heard it's a pretty boring part of the drive, and so far we haven't been disappointed. St. Louis, Missouri still, and we got to see the Gateway Arch, which is the gateway to the west. It's pretty cool. First time for me seeing it, and it's kind of a cool little thing with the St. Louis skyline in the background. Here's a view of Busch Stadium. It looks like they're getting ready to play some baseball today. It's a little early here, but it looks pretty exciting. Pretty nice ballpark. We just arrived in Illinois, and I feel like from the west coast to here, the states get a lot smaller across than they were back when we were driving earlier on this trip, but that's fine with me. The closer we get to Cleveland, the happier I get. So we just thought this was cool. We're passing a little place called Brownstown. Never really heard of it or anything, but I sure do hope there's some Browns fans there. All right, guys, we made it to Indiana. We're making some pretty good time now. It's looking good, man. We're going to make it home tonight, it looks like. Finally, we made it back to Ohio. We still got a little bit of ways, but just something about being back in Ohio makes me happy. After 2,625 miles, numerous states, some great stops along the way, we finally made it back to Cleveland. I'm so excited to be back home right now and get ready to go to work on Monday. Let's go, Browns!